Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Ron.
We are delighted you're here. And there's so much going on. It's just amazing. So, Rod is a trans channel. Means his consciousness is entirely gone. And the being who is most appropriate for you all, today's callers and listeners, as well as what's going on in the world, is who comes through. We get no advance notice. It's a lovely surprise. And so we are delighted to get started. And here we go.
Hello, dear ones. This is Lady Sophia.
Oh, Lady Sophia, welcome. Welcome, Lady Sophia. Thank you so much for being here. Do you have a message before we start for all our callers and listeners?
There is something that I want you all to protect to the highest degree possible. And that is your hope. Protect it, protect it, protect it.
Oh, that is an excellent, excellent message, because so many people have either lost their hope or they are questioning many things. And that is better than just being negative and having no hope. So this is a beautiful message. Thank you so much, Lady Sophia.
You're welcome, dear. My pleasure.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, there's a ton of things to be hopeful about. It's much more easy for me, and I believe for the host as well, to be hopeful now than, say, 3 months ago, or even less, and more certainly, because there's so much good stuff going on that purpose being pulled.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi, and I didn't catch who I'm talking to today.
This is Lady Sophia.
Hi, Lady Sophia.
Hello, dear.
Okay, I saw on a tweet that Trump had a meeting with Kissinger today. What did they talk about?
In a nutshell, Kissinger's surrender.
Mary, I loved him. It's like he started and he went away.
Cindy?
Yeah, you couldn't really hear him. Sophia.
She said, in a nutshell, Kissinger surrendered.
Oh, cool. Okay. The flight Malaysia 370, a ship was sent out into the ocean to certain coordinates, and then it cut off contact for 3 days. No one on board was able to talk to their family or anyone else. What happened?
That ship, for that period of time, went to another dimension.
Oh, did they realize that?
Well, they thought it was a little off.
Okay, so that had nothing to tie in with the Malaysia 370. Airplane that went down, or wherever it went?
Definitely tied in there.
Ooh, okay. So with Kissinger surrendering, what does that mean for the world?
It's a very good indication that Cabal is realizing that they have got to give up the ghost.
So does this include the Rothschilds?
It definitely does.
I did not understand your answer. It didn't come through clear.
It definitely does.
Okay. So, for example, with the Rothschilds, one of the younger Rothschilds is selling an estate in Alaska. Is this particular Rothschild corrupt?
Dear one, all of the Rothschilds are scrambling to get what they can out of the losing position that they have.
Part of the United States, it seems like the executive order that Trump signed, that even if they sold the estate in Alaska, that they would not be able to get the money. Is that correct?
Correct.
Oh, cool. Okay. In Missouri, they just held elections, and the Democrats took most of the seats in there. Was this election rigged?
Yes.
Well, what will that be found out, and will it be where the Republicans win more seats than the Democrats?
The split will not be very much different than it is now, but the particulars in the split will be.
Okay. Mary, it sounds like the microphone is not close to Ronnie, like fades out.
We're doing the best we can, Cindy.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know. In Oklahoma, near Mid-City and another city, there's been a lot of booms going on, and they say it feels like an earthquake. Is this more underground bases being taken out?
Often, dear one, it is. Often it is war in the near-Earth orbit.
Okay, because one of the good things about the news report there is one woman stated that they believe the government is hiding things, and so for me, this was telling me a lot more people are waking up to what is happening. Would you say that's correct?
Only 100%.
Okay. Then on the East Coast, there was another notice tweet that went out to people on their smartphones saying there was a tsunami warning. And of course, down the Gulf of Mexico in that area. Was this a false flag?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the liberal billionaire Tom Steyer, he's trying to build, get a lot of people, like an army, to get Trump impeached. So would this be considered treason that he's doing this?
Yes.
So his assets will be frozen soon?
He will be taken care of, my dear.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I do not know how to pronounce the man's name, but Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, he's being indicted for corruption. And this is good, correct?
It is.
Okay. Will he survive or will he be taken out so he cannot talk?
Odds are on the latter.
Okay. And I read today where the UK is now going after people for corruption and are going to take their assets. Is this actually going to happen?
Yes.
Okay. And the DOD admits at least $8 million was given to get tanks and things like that and back the militia in Iran. About how much higher will this go in, will it be like trillions of dollars it starts getting told about that this money has been stolen?
Yes, my dear.
And then it said there's been four train derailments in the last 2 months. Has this been all cabal, or some of them just, oops, something happened and the train derailed?
It was all cabal.
Okay. Okay, I just watched the YouTube, and at Wendover Air Force Range, it comes and it goes. There's a heat signature in a round, like a ring, not solid, but it's a ring, and it's nowhere close to any other heat signatures. And there's no heat signatures going to it or leaving it. What is causing this heat signature?
That's a Pleiadian ship message. Hello, we're here.
I did not catch that.
She said it's a Pleiadian ship saying, hello, we're here.
Oh, cool. Okay, and then is there anything happening to talk about in Antarctica concerning the cabal and the Illuminati, or are they leaving there?
The cabal and the Illuminati know that they're not allowed to leave the planet at this point in time.
Okay. And then I read where the Nazca lines in Peru, that there's a major network of tunnels under there. Who is using these tunnels, or no one's using them now because they were created thousands of years ago or however long ago?
And nobody is using them at this point in time.
How long has it been since they were used?
About 4,700 years.
Okay, and who was using them?
The Agarthans.
Okay. And then it's being reported that there's a big dome underneath the Giza pyramid, and that there's ancient scrolls and things like this. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And when will that be made where people will know what these are all about?
A little over a year and a quarter.
Okay. And then, is the in Boynton Canyon, Arizona, close to Sedona, is that underground base still active?
At times.
Okay. So if it ends up being where they, people hear booms and their walls shake and things like that, will it take some of the special mountains such as Cathedral Rock, Bell Rock, things like that, will that cause problems with those coming, you know, breaking loose?
Let's don't allow that to be a manifestation.
Okay. And then here in Arizona, there's a place called Stardust Ranch. And I read where there's possible two portals there. Is that accurate?
Well, almost.
So what does almost mean?
It means there are three.
Oh, there's three. And are these being used at the moment?
Yes.
And is it bad aliens using these or humans using these?
It's the wall. It's what you call the white hat alien.
Okay. Okay. Because the people want to sell the ranch because a lot of negative things were happening and they want out of there. So close to me, close to Prescott, Arizona, by a city called Dewey and Mayer, is there a generator there underground?
No, but there is a vortex.
Oh, and what type of energy is this vortex?
It's positive.
And is it either male or female or both or?
Both.
What? Okay. Now, I was told there's possible another underground base close to Sedona in a little city called Village of Oak Creek. Is this true?
Yes.
Is that one still active?
No.
Oh, good. And then I saw YouTube where this young couple lives in Oregon, and a very close friend of theirs works in FEMA. And a few days ago, he called them up and told them to get ready to leave. And to have food and water and all of that stuff. Why did this man tell his friends to get ready to leave in Oregon?
He knows the change is happening. His interpretation of what that change is and what it means for him is incorrect. But he knows change is happening.
So is it going to happen in that part of Oregon?
Change? Yes, there's going to be change there.
Okay. Okay. And then I have a question, a personal question for my friend Velvet. She has a man that's interested in her, and he's going to be here in Arizona, and she'll see him on February 12th. And that she's been told from one of the calls that they could end up having a long-term relationship. And then she's having another man come out to Arizona sometime in March, and she was wondering, is this going to be just a friendship or could it evolve into more?
It could evolve into more.
And out of the two men, between Eric, that she'll see on February 12th, and Ronnie, that's coming out in March, which one would be for her highest good?
Ronnie.
Okay. So, because she's concerned with Eric because of his drinking, and she doesn't want any of that because it's been in her family all her life. Okay. Is there anything you want to tell me that it would be helpful for me to know personally?
It's generally best to have the horse stop bucking before you get off of it.
You said it's best to have the horse quit bucking before I get off of it?
Yes, it's best to have the horse stop bucking before you get off of it.
Okay. Could you have more clarity, because I have no clue what you're telling me?
When you are in a situation and it is unstable, it's best to get it stable before you change direction.
Is this concerning my job?
Yes.
So how much longer will I need to keep working?
How long does it take a chicken egg to hatch?
I have no clue.
Well, find out. That's your number.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary. Namaste.
Okay, Cindy.
Sophia.
Thank you. Namaste.
Okay, but namaste.
Okay, wonderful. Lady Sophia, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll take just a quick break here. We have the pleasure of the company of Lady Sophia. There may be people who are not sure who you are. Could you explain a bit?
For this out-breath of Yahweh, the Creator God is Lord Michael, and I, Lady Sophia, the feminine part, the goddess.
Beautiful. We are very honored to have your presence so very much. For anyone who's listening, if you want to ask a question, the number is 888-627-6008. Backup number, 323-744-4831. Okay, let's get back to some questions, Lady Sophia. Yes, please.
There are many of you listening who are going to be a great help to those around you when the changes that you're going through now culminate in an ascension. I ask you to help those around you. You're all going to be needed and greatly needed. Step up, please.
Okay, so that's beautiful. The implication to me is that there will be people ascending who don't quite get it and will need support and help. And yet, at the same time, I know that the great division is going on and that there are a number of people on the planet who will not be ascending for whatever personal reasons are for them. Can you clarify?
Are you asking me why there will be people who won't choose to ascend?
Or what the dividing line is
if you're saying that those who need help will be ascending but need help, but then there are others that will not be receptive to the idea, what's the difference? What creates the divide?
Basically, consciousness.
Yes. Okay.
That's the divide.
All right. The consciousness meaning what they're buying into in their awareness?
Their belief system.
Belief system. Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. There was a Q post today, I believe, that said, maybe it was, okay, I'm not sure it was Q, but it said leverage depleted, which to me meant the cabal's leverage to get their program on track is depleted. Is that correct?
Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And the next sentence in the post was POTUS freed. Does that mean he's free of the silly Russian dossier situation?
It means all the attacks on him have been defanged.
Ooh, they really have? We're that far along?
Yes.
Oh, that is awesome. And it's my understanding that he knows this. Yes?
Most definitely.
He does. Okay. And that there's panic in Washington, D.C., which I would understand.
Yes. If you've been on the losing side for a long, long time, like they have, of course you're going to be panicked.
Yes. Yes, because they have nowhere to go.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. Very good. Yesterday, it's my understanding that the FBI informant was testified in committee or Congress on the Uranium One situation. I've not seen any reports of the results of that. Can you address this?
Well, what you have here is considerable wrongdoing on the part of some quote-unquote Americans and a very smiling, happy Putin.
And if I think I know Putin, he's smiling about having the control of the uranium, but he's happier about the testimony going through to uncover this. Is that true?
That is true. You have the three leaders who are in concert, in cahoots, if you will, trying to free your planet. You have Putin, Xi, and Trump.
Yes. Yes, I get that. And Putin being a good guy, meaning, yeah, the uranium's nice, but it's better to move the planet forward and humanity forward by having this garbage come out publicly. And is the informant still alive on the planet? Didn't get taken out yet?
Still alive.
Is he, she being protected? And I would ask for maximum protection if that's appropriate for this person.
You can ask.
Oh, okay. But if the testimony is already on the record, what's the point in taking her out?
The people that testimony hurt are not pleased.
So they would do it out of vengeance, even knowing that they're toast, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What fool? I'm sorry, that sounded judgmental, but it's not their smartest move, is it? No.
No.
Not their smartest move. Okay. There was a message supposedly from Prime Creator that 27 were arrested at the Pentagon last night. Seven underground bases were infiltrated and arrests were made. And military factions in Kuwait were taken out and basically checkmate on those parts of the cabal. Can you verify or comment?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. All right. It's reported that Cobra got approval for a major cleansing of some kind. What about this?
Absolutely. Wonderful.
Okay. Is this off planet in like low Earth orbit or higher or on planet or under planet?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Like could be all three or one or two. Three, all three. Okay. All right, that's awesome. Okay, there was a nice article and a video by Anne Bressington about the Club of Rome and Agenda 21. I think this was done some time ago, but I only saw it today. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who are not up to speed on Agenda 21, even though it's been out in public for many years. Can you comment?
Well, I would hope that you think it's wonderful that some people are deciding to fight this evil plan.
Oh, yes. They kind of got to know about it first. So this is one way to get the word out. But again, anybody who does a search, internet search on Global Agenda 21, will find tons of information, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And it's my understanding that Santa Rosa in California was one of the major target areas for the fires set by the directed energy weapons because Santa Rosa was targeted as an area to carry out Agenda 21, and that some homeowners who had their homes destroyed want to rebuild on their property, and they've been told no. And it's like, what? Is this true?
Yes, well, the cabal is many places.
Yes, so I presume that that could all shift within this year, 2018, the Agenda 21 get completely trashed. Pretty much, at least in most areas.
It is happening.
Great, great. Anybody who's not clear on this, please do a search on for Agenda 21. It's a 90% to 95% depopulation agenda, putting everybody in small cities, controlling their food supply, their activities. And it's called sustainability for Mother Earth, which is ridiculous. In my book, we do not need people controlled and tons of empty land that's not being used productively in any way or used in an appropriate way for organic farming or just left wild.
Bingo.
Okay. All right. Oh, good. There's a man named Montegraf who has put out a video quite recently about the dangers of 5G and that Trump says Trump is not aware of this or else he's in favor of it, which I know if things get announced by Trump or his people that are like, throwing down the gauntlet, shall we say, or testing the waters, or throwing people off because he has a really different, better agenda in mind. Can you speak to what 5G is, why it's doesn't sound like a great idea, and what Trump's situation is, as much as you can.
Well, I will be spilling the beans because of your question, but here it goes.
Okay.
Trump is aware of the capabilities of the 5G system, and his plan is to use that system for good.
Okay. Well, that sounds like Trump. Yes. Okay. And so Mondegraf is kind of off track here at the moment. Is that true?
That is true. But one has to admire his passion.
This is true. This is true. I know of the few Mondegrafs that I've watched. He is passionate, and he does have some good ideas, but we felt he was not as key a person for information as some others are. Is that correct?
That's simply because he looks at the world in a quite unique way.
A unique way. Well, a lot of people look at the world in a unique way, in their own unique way. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll move on from that. Okay. So there's another report that the USSS, United States Secret Service, is currently on high alert. Is that because there's so much going on in Washington, D.C., and because they have to be so careful protecting Trump at this particular moment until some of the dust settles?
It's not just Trump. There are those in your government that also need protecting.
Oh, yes, some of the good military, the generals around him, other key people around
him.
And some of the senators. So there's actually some good senators?
Yes.
That are actually, okay, maybe 5% of the Senate? That high?
It might be a little bit more.
Oh, pushing 10? Maybe. Okay. All right, that's good. What about the House of Representatives and some good people needing protection there? Is there a percentage you can give in that arena? 2%. So the House is 2%. Okay. So that's about 8 to 10 people, roughly, give or take. All right. Well, that's kind of what I suspected as to who's really working for the light there in the House. Okay. It's been reported that there are a total of 9 memos, one of which, of course, is the FISA memo, which has been released, and that the second one either just has been released and I haven't seen it, or it's just about to be released. Is that true?
It's about to be released.
Okay. Okay. Well, tomorrow's Friday, and Trump loves to release stuff on Friday or Friday evening, right? So this could be imminent, possibly. And I've also been told that out of the 9 memos, 4 will be released for public consumption and 5 will be held back for those who need to see them. Is this true?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And that each memo is very powerful, but it addresses a different focus area than all the others. So each one has its own focus area, just like the FISA memo was on the FISA court and the dossier and that all that fake stuff. So each one will have its own focus, is that true?
That is so.
All right. Can you give us any idea about the focus points of any of them?
Not going to.
Not going to. All right, that's fine. That's appropriate. Okay, Cindy brought up the ship, the search ship, that was unavailable for 3 days and going to another dimension, but said it is tied with that plane. The Malaysia plane 370 that disappeared on March 18th of 2014 and has never been found. Now, I know there's areas of the ocean in that general vicinity that's extremely deep. I also know that sometimes a mothership will take a plane. There are many possibilities. Is there any clarity that you can provide at this point?
Yes, there is clarity that can be provided. Am I going to provide it? No.
No. Okay. Will we eventually learn about this plane when it's appropriate?
In a decade, maybe.
Wow. Okay. That's a very long time. Interesting. Okay. However, the search ship, the way it was shown on the email, the web, was not really anywhere near that plane where that plane could have gone down or been taken. It was much closer to the western coast of Australia rather than over toward the crow's flight line, shall we say, between Malaysia and Beijing, where it was headed. Why was it headed over into that other area?
Yes.
Okay, it just hadn't moved that far. Okay. Okay. All right, let's go to the Olympics, which fortunately we're going to be able to see. I love the Winter Olympics. Oh, I'm so pleased. This norovirus is just a fake label, is it not, for dirty water?
It's a medical office, your friend John Rappaport would say.
Yes, okay. I get that, okay. Is it a third world country water and therefore it's not really clean, or was the water dirty by the cabal on purpose?
No, it's just dirty water.
Just dirty water because they don't have the kind of facilities we have here in the U.S.
They're trying to clean up the water that has been impeded by guess who?
Right. Well, it's my understanding that the Galactics may step in and simply clean the water so to protect the athletes. Is that a good possibility?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Because it's not fair to the athletes. They have worked hard and are trying to do their best.
Yes.
And to have them taken out by dirty water, that's just another cabal ridiculous move, right?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. Okay. The Super Bowl halftime, as far as I know, most of us saw no physical indication of cabal, agenda, Satanist, and other kind of stuff. But someone showed the halftime program and printed the words that Justin Timberlake was singing, I guess along with the chorus, that were Satanistic. Is that true?
Yes.
And when we were watching, because I wanted to see the halftime to see, you know, just what they were going to do, we did not understand the words, but I've been told that those in the live audience present in the stadium could hear the words clearly. Is that true?
Yes.
At least most of them. Okay, maybe not everybody, but most of them. Okay. And that it was pretty much a turnoff for most of the audience. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
And isn't that lovely?
That is lovely because the audience, the live audiences in the past for really bad halftime shows that have been really over the edge, the audience was not so aware. But this year was different. Is that true?
It is different.
Okay.
There is a movement towards the light afoot.
Yes. And so the consciousness of those present, most of those present, was at a higher level than in previous years?
Yes.
So
that in the general population, that is true.
Because it is. Yes, it is. So Justin shot himself in the foot Yes?
He didn't bother to hide his true colors.
I had heard that he was on the dark side. I just, you know, I don't pay that much attention to the entertainers. I appreciate that there are entertainers or Hollywood people that have come out for the light. Not many, but that takes a lot of courage as we see how dirty Hollywood has been and is, and all the pedophilia that's been covered up for so many years. I mean, we've all known about the casting couch, but come on, it's way, way, way beyond that. Yes.
Yes. The casting couch is free kindergarten.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay. Okay. So, Justin was willing to do this because that's where he's at the moment. Okay. Yeah. All right. I was told about an alliance between Trump and Bill Clinton that came about in 2015, where Bill actually went to Trump. Because being in New York and being around, they've been friends for a long time, even though Trump has not agreed with some of Bill Clinton's stuff. I'm sure of that. But they've been friends. And he knows how to, I think Trump knows how to be friends with someone that, or people that he can kind of get along with without buying into everything that they're in favor of. So he's good at making alliances that can work positively. Yes?
Extremely good.
Extremely good, okay. And in 2015, Bill came to Trump and understood that Hillary was going to run or was planning on announcing soon. And he understood what kind of person she really is, her temper, her instability, her brain disease, incurable brain disease, which I saw the announcement of that by someone who leaked a doctor's report that was from 2013, a diagnosis. And it would be really nasty because it would destroy his entire family. I don't know that he cared that much about the country, but it would certainly would destroy the family for her to be elected and investigated and have all the dirt come out. And this was called the alliance to start with. Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct. And at some point, Rudy Giuliani was added and also the head of Newsweek. Or Newsmax, I'm sorry. Newsmax. Okay. And so, even though Newsmax owns Time magazine and printed the Hillary as president cover a week before the election, which copies he had to trash because he's a mixed bag, but he's not really a bad person. He just has his head of a big print media, not CNN or the TV stuff, but the print stuff. Is this all true?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So that, as far as I'm concerned, is to Bill's credit. Absolutely. Even if he did it for selfish family reasons, it was a good move. Yeah?
Well, it serves humanity as it turned out.
Yes. Yes, it did. And that when Trump announced, I think right after the election, that he would not prosecute the Clintons and said they're good people, someone was went, you got to be kidding. But Trump already knew that both of them had left the planet, right? So what was the point in trying to prosecute dead people?
He's much smarter than that.
Yeah, right. So, of course, he knew. He just didn't announce it there because that would have not been politically wise. But they both had left the planet. She in September of 2016 and he in November of 2016. So, yeah, what was the point? Got it. Okay. There's a South Atlantic anomaly or a series of anomalies going on that were just pointed out by Mitch Batros. Can you address what these are or this?
You're being visited.
Oh, these are visitations? So it's just another business not as usual,
right,
like all the receding coastline waters,
yes,
that then come back, and all the beautiful blue beams in the sky, and all the things that are going on, just everybody from up there saying hello.
Listen, they're giving every human being on the planet a chance to acknowledge that something new is happening.
And that is so beautiful. And some of those spirals and things they're doing in the sky, absolutely gorgeous. Just phenomenal.
Yes.
So this is very, very good. Okay. The pyramid that's been found west of Mexico, that supposedly 8.5 miles wide and is quite deep, can you speak to this, what this is?
This is the remains from a previous civilization.
So, like many other pyramids and other things that are being found, have been found and are being found around the planet,
yes,
it's just, you know, so much of Earth's history, we have not been told the truth. So
absolutely
this,
true.
Yeah, absolutely true. Okay, got it. Okay. Let's see. There was an announcement that Trump has asked the Pentagon to plan a military parade in Washington, D.C. Oops.
Yes.
What would be the purpose?
Your president likes to be very graphic in his statements. This is, I'm still here, I've won.
Okay. So it's not a military parade to show off military might. It's a military parade saying thank you to the military for helping me pull this off.
Yes.
And I've won, we've won, the people have won,
yes,
and a big celebration time. That's what it's about?
Absolutely.
Now that sounds great. That sounds great. Okay, wonderful. All right. Do you have any final comments for our callers and listeners, Lady Sophia, before we end the call?
I will say again, protect your hope. Protect it well. Keep it going.
I love that. And have the expectation that everything's going to be fine. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Lady Sophia, so very much for being here. We're very grateful for your presence. And as the feminine counterpart of Lord Michael, Creator God, we're very honored for you to be here. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.